It's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. 11 years ago, the actor Ralph Fiennes took a break from the big screen and headed to the stage, where he played one of Shakespeare's most controversial roles. Coriolanus is the story of a Roman hero who rises to lead his people, only to be banished shortly after. Coriolanus leaves with a sense of betrayal and joins forces with an enemy of Rome to invade his own city. Now, the play was so controversial that some European countries banned it after the Second World War because they felt it had fascist overtones. But Ralph Fiennes is not one to shy away from complex roles. And in Coriolanus, he adapted the ancient story to the recent past. The characters are modern, so are the weapons. But the speech is strictly Shakespearean, and Fiennes didn't just star in it, he also directed it.
People were surprised whenever I sort of tested it as an idea, because it's one of Shakespeare's plays that people don't know so well, and if they do know it, they often find it very difficult. But I had this feeling that if you were to clear away a lot of the denser passages and shorten it and edit it, you're left actually with a very visceral, sinewy political thriller with this extraordinary mother-son dynamic at the center of it.
He is a terrifying character, and the way you portray him quite possibly makes him even more terrifying. I want to just play a clip from the film.
Common cry of curse, whose breath I hate as reeks of the rotten fence, whose loves I prize as the dead carcasses of unburied men that do corrupt my air. I banish you!
Coriolanus, Ralph Fiennes, is angry for most of this film, neck veins bulging. Your face goes back and forth in the film between a kind of stoic rage and a violent rage. How did you get into that mindset as an actor?
The rage of Coriolanus is actually, it's hard to play. It's also thrilling and terrifying. The adrenaline that I think the part gives an actor is extraordinary, but it is a terrifying piece, and I think we are living in terrifying times.
This was your directorial debut, and I wonder what the pressures were like for you as a director versus what they are like for you as an actor working on someone else's film. Say the film doesn't work, for example. Is that something that you sort of carry on your shoulders?
Of course. You've put something together and you're responsible in a way for the interpretation, for the making of it. But, things not working, call it failure. You learn from these things, and they can be painful and disappointing, but they're part and parcel of doing this kind of work. This is a risky project, and risk often involves, the perception that something doesn't work.
Ralph Fiennes, I want to talk to you about risk-taking, because this film obviously is very... I say obviously because I've seen it, but for those who haven't, it's loyal to Shakespeare. It's set in the modern era, but it's the language is Shakespeare's language. Did you ever at any moment consider modernizing the language?
It came up in discussions very early on when I was pitching the project to some producers, and people did ask me, would I rewrite the dialogue? I carry a flag for Shakespeare's verse.
Is how you began as an actor, as
yes,
a stage actor.
Yes, it was the reason I became an actor, I feel sure, is because I was moved and excited by Shakespeare's language, Shakespeare's stories, in the same way that other people are moved by rock music or sport. This was it for me. It was Shakespeare. And then, drama and films. But my ambition when I started was to work with the Royal Shakespeare Company in Stratford in the UK. And I didn't have any ambition much beyond that.
When you directed Coriolanus, you had to watch yourself every day after the shoots on screen and work closely with an editor. What did you learn about yourself as an actor that you didn't know?
Oh, God. You're confronted with all kinds of sort of facial tics, vocal mannerisms, things
that make you recoil or cringe?
Yes, things that make you embarrassed, recoil. Why do I do that? You analyze things a lot when you're editing. I learned the editing process was the biggest learning curve for me in all of this. And that was painful. It was painful. And I still feel slightly awkward when I see myself up there. I don't feel comfortable. But I learned a lot about acting, about screen acting. As I think the best screen performances, they find a kind of simplicity that can be really strong.
My guest is actor Ralph Fiennes. He stars and directs in the modern-day film adaptation of Shakespeare's Coriolanus. I want to ask you about the legendary Vanessa Redgrave, who plays Coriolanus's mother in the film, and I want to play a clip from the film for a moment.
I will not do it, lest I cease to honour mine own truth, and by my body's action teach my mind a most inherent baseness.
Not thy choice, then. To beg of thee is more my dishonour than thou of them. Come all to ruin. Let thy mother rather feel thy pride than fear thy dangerous stoutness, for I mock at death with as big heart as thou. Do as you like.
She is extraordinary in this film, Ray finds. I mean, you are working with somebody you probably watched as a student. Was it intimidating directing somebody like her?
I suppose initially I felt a degree of something close to intimidation, but just wanting not to mess it up.
Right.
You know, she comes to this sort of material, Shakespeare's text, with such extraordinary, profound sensitivity and alertness to the truth of any one word. And every take was different, and it was always an exploration. And that's what I love about her performance, you know. It's ungilded. It comes from some place of extraordinary truth in her.
You have played some of the most critically acclaimed villains in recent years. Obviously, Eamon Gerth from Schindler's List, Lord Voldemort, and Coriolanus, I would add to that. Do you see those kinds of roles as your strength as an actor?
What, villains' roles?
Yeah.
No, I have played men who are not all bad, but at the moment it must look like I'm always playing the bad guy. I never felt Coriolanus was a bad guy. I think he's an extreme figure. Voldemort is, of course, absolutely the bad guy, Mr. Evil. I mean, he's sort of a satanic figure.
And obviously one of your most famous roles is the Count in The English Patient. You were not a bad guy.
Not morally conflicted, maybe, but not bad. And not and the part that I, one of the parts I loved playing was an exceptionally decent man called Justin Quayle in The Constant Gardener.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a part that really spoke to my heart, and the whole project did it as well.
Are you at a point in your career where you want to focus on specific types of roles, or are you always looking to kind of push yourself in a direction that might test your comfort level, you know, more comedy, for example? Or I mean, what would
really test my comfort level. I've never felt that. I mean, I have actually I was in the two comic pieces that I have enjoyed being in. One was a darkly comic film in Bruges on the London stage. I played in the Yasmina Reza play God of Carnage.
Is it hard for you to do comedy?
It's not instinctive. I mean, if I'm given the right part and the setting is right and a good director can unlock stuff that can be funny, that's fine. But it's, there are people who can just be funny. I'm not one of them.
What would your dream role be right now?
Well, of course, there are all these great classic parts that exist. And I guess I come having, as I said earlier on, you know, having wanted to be an actor because of Shakespeare, a handful of Shakespeare parts I would love to get into in the next 10, 15, 20 years perhaps. But I think what I really would love is the unknown part, the part that's going to be written. I guess I'd love to be surprised by something I'd never thought of.
That's the actor and director Ralph Fiennes. His new film, Coriolanus, is in theaters now. Ralph Fiennes, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Guy. It's been great talking to you.